We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha.
Here's what you need to know: when and what season 4 of Attack on Titan will be released, what we can expect in the final chapter and more. Here is everything you know so far about the confirmed, where to stream it, who pays for the privilege and who doesn't, and what to expect from returning characters and what to expect to see returning characters. Read more about how to watch Attack on Titan Season 4 here, and read a full review of the first 3 episodes of Season 3 here. We have moved certain chapters, episodes and tropes to the retrospective side and moved characters and tropes to our Attack on Titan character side. If you already have the original Attack on Titan 2, you can purchase it for free here on PlayStation 3 and PlayStation 4. This version of Attack on Titans 2 includes all the content of the previous version, as well as some new content and characters. The last fight also introduces a special move that brings forth the Thunder Spear, but I have never used it and I would imagine it takes away a lot of what I enjoy. Overall, this is a great game for Titan fans who just want to subdue a Titan for an hour or two. The soundtrack burbles with art and the soundtracks burble with perfection. Attack on Titan delivers on its promise. A fun game with a great story, great characters and lots of action. The greatest strength of Attack on Titan is the numerous twists and layers of mystery that are evident from the beginning. In this respect, the plot armor of the Attack on Titan is like a piece of tin foil used for the cover of an old-school science fiction comic. Attack on Titan has so much planning here that it can play here, and the deaths of important characters are frequent and often relentless. Reiner decides to let Eren know that he is indeed a tank titan, Bertholdt the Colossal, and that his mission to destroy humanity was thwarted by following him to his home planet to destroy humanity. I never thought Reiner could be an armored titanium when I saw the resemblance, but I could see it and believe it is because I saw similarities between the two. After all, we have a character with stereotypical tenacity whose only motivation for most of this season is to exact revenge on the Titans. The real assault on Titan experience shows a 14-foot titanium woman in combat, so that's understandable and somehow refreshing, even if it seems like a gaping flaw in the plot of the show. The only difference is that we don't see history as a titanic battle, but as a basis for it. Say what you will about the human-human conflict in Attack on Titan, but it is much closer to what we would normally expect from a show like this. In 845, two new types of titanium, called Colossus Titan and Armored Titan, broke through the wall and overran the last place where humans still live, the city of Titan. Out of anger and betrayal, Eren began to fight Reiner and vowed revenge on the Titans. After the first battle, he learned that he also had the ability to turn his Attack on Titan, which attracted the attention of the Survey Corps, which intended to use its newfound power to retake the Wall of Mary. In Dead Alive 5, last round, a series of Attack on Titan costumes have been added to the wall, based on a playable arena, and characters who played an active role in the anime's third season are joining the fray. We're expecting the 9 Titans we heard about in Season 3, who are the main characters in Season 2, as well as a few new ones. A few other new characters, like Eren's sister Yuki, will certainly grace your screen. Attack on Titan is approaching its final installment, and if you need a look back at the story before the Season 4 premiere, the original film called Chronicle has just been released. Eren, Mikasa and Armin join the military to acquire the necessary equipment to destroy the creatures that have destroyed their lives. In the chaos, he witnesses his mother being eaten by a titan. As a result of this tragedy, Eren and his companions fight to defend their country while revealing what lies behind the walls. The hypothesis that became the basis for the first 2 seasons of Attack on Titans can be traced back to the moment it was created.
This was Attack on Titan, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 1226. My name is Rhonda Romero, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.